By Tegubin. Hello, friend, and greetings in the glorious, magnificent name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. And Jesus was not speaking of physical bread and physical water. Jesus was speaking of that which will satisfy the hunger and the thirst of the human spirit, the spirit of man, which is empty and dead and apart from God. And only the Lord Jesus Christ can give the spirit of man life and can make life have purpose and meaning and be worth living. And thus he used the illustration of physical bread and physical water to express how that he alone can meet that need of the human spirit. Remember, beloved, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 tells us that man is spirit, soul, and body. The spiritual part of man is the part of man that relates to the spirit world, whether it be the Holy Spirit and the eternal God, or whether it be evil spirits. It's the spiritual part of man that relates to the spirit world, and it's a very vital and real part of man. It's an area in man that every man knows there's some power in the universe greater than himself. That knowledge, that inborn knowledge, comes from the spirit of man, knowing that there is a deep need within our life that earthly things cannot satisfy and that earthly things cannot provide. Only Almighty God can fill that emptiness, that void, down deep within your spirit. And, beloved, how wonderful it is to taste and to see that the Lord is good. How wonderful it is to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, to accept Him as Savior, and to know His glorious salvation. My friend, if you've never accepted the Lord Jesus as your Savior, you can do so right now. His Holy Spirit is the one that you sense inside, convicting you of this emptiness and of this need of something that can fill it. And that only one who can fill it is the Holy Spirit of God. And the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for your sins, was buried, and arose victor over death, Satan, sin, and hell. He died to pay your penalty for sin, and to make a way by which you could approach the eternal God. Beloved, if you will cry out to Him and ask Him to forgive you, from your inner being, if you'll cry out, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I do not understand about it all, but I know my life is empty. I know I need forgiveness. I know I need peace. I know I need salvation. He will hear your cry, beloved. He will come into that inner life of yours, and He will give you His Holy Spirit, who will wash away your sin, who will make you pure and clean within, and give you that bread of life, that water of life, which can satisfy that inner craving, that inner longing. Oh, it's wonderful to know Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. And then, beloved, to know the truth of God's Word. God's Word, written over a period of some 1,500 years under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God, penned by some 40 different authors, contains the truth, and it is the love letter of the eternal God to you and to me. God loves you, my friend. God longs for you to know the truth. God longs for you to be delivered and to be set free and to be liberated from the bondage of sin. And beloved, His Word is the truth that I'm sharing with you, and that reveals His love for you. John chapter 3 and verse 16 tells us that God so loved mankind, the whole world, that He gave His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that whosoever would believe in Him should not perish, which means to spend eternity separated and apart from God, but should have eternal life, which means to live forever with the eternal God. Oh, beloved, how wonderful it is to know Jesus Christ as your Savior and as your Lord. Today, beloved, we're going to continue to study from this wonderful book, the Bible. And we're studying from the New Testament. If you have a Bible or a New Testament, turn with me to the book of 1 Peter. Remember, 1 Peter is one of the little short books in front of the last book of the Bible, which is the book of Revelation. In front of Revelation, there's some little short books, and before you get to the book called Hebrews, these short books contain the book of James and 1 and 2 Peter, then 1, 2, 3 John, Jude, and then comes Revelation. And so these little short books contain some wonderful, wonderful truths. And this book of 1 Peter was written under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God by one of the disciples, the followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 23, this is where we left off in our last broadcast, being born again. And that's what I've been talking to you about, beloved, is being born again. For this experience of receiving Christ into your life, accepting Him as Savior, and having the Holy Spirit of God move into your spirit to do the work of salvation is called being born again. It is a spiritual birth. Not a physical birth, but a spiritual birth. As you receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. And the Gospel of John chapter 3 explains this spiritual birth. And so he says in verse 23 of 1 Peter 1, being born again, not of corruptible seed. Remember, corruptible seed have to do with the descendants of man. Remember, Adam and Eve sinned and fell into sin, and as a result, all of their children have been born of corruptible seed. That's human birth. But of incorruptible seed that has no corruption, seed that is pure and righteous by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Oh, beloved, it's this book and the truth contained in it that revealed to us the eternal, almighty God. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. These truths are revealed in this book. And that's why we mail out New Testaments to every individual that writes to us. We send them a New Testament because we want you to have the Word of Truth, and we want you to know the Word of God that will make you wise unto salvation. And so we read, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The power of man, the prestige of man, the position of man, whether it be a king or a ruler, an emperor or a president, beloved, it fades away, just as a flower fades away. Movie stars and athletic stars, all of their glory only lasts for just a few, maybe even a few years, if that long, and then it fades away and is forgotten. And that's what he's saying. All flesh is as grass. grass of the field that's here today and that dies tomorrow, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass that springs up and is a beautiful flower, and then it dies and fades away. That's the way the glory of man is. The grass withereth, the flower thereof falleth away, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. Oh, beloved, that's why you need this book. That's why you need to study it. Men write books and men write all kinds of books and all kinds of literature. And, beloved, it's fun to read, but this is the book that is true and that has no fault about it. This is the true Word of God. This is the truth that you need for your life, that will make your life fulfilled, that will make your life meaningful, that will make your life successful, that will make you to be the person that the eternal God would have you be. Because there's coming a day when every person on the face of this earth is going to appear before the eternal God and give an account of the life that they've lived here upon this earth. You, my friend, that are listening to my words today, will someday in the future appear before the eternal God. And you say, well, I thought I was going to die. What's going to die is the old body. And if you die without accepting Jesus as your Savior, you are dead spiritually, but you will still appear before Almighty God, because He will resurrect your body and your soul and spirit. You will appear and stand before God and have to give an account, or kneel before Him and acknowledge that He is Lord. The word of the Lord endureth forever, beloved. This book is never going to pass away. The truth contained in this book will last for all eternity. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. What is the gospel? It's the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1 through 4, make it clear that this is the gospel, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that He was buried, that He rose again the third day. This is the gospel. Will you believe it? Will you accept it? Will you act upon it? Will you invite Jesus Christ into your life? He'll hear your prayer. Till next time, goodbye.